This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. A private donor is giving Harvard and MIT $9 million for scientific research on cannabis and its effects on the brain. This is believed to be the largest philanthropic gift yet to support basic cannabis research. And it is money that comes from marijuana. WBUR's Carrie Goldberg has the story.
Manhattan-based investor Bob Broderick made tens of millions of dollars in the legal marijuana industry in Canada, he says. Now, as states, including Massachusetts, legalize recreational and medical marijuana, he's donating $9 million to Harvard and MIT to help fill the major gap in solid research on how cannabis affects the brain.
I've come to make this gift because I saw an opportunity to take a kind of a leadership position in getting these two great cultural institutions involved in the discussion of cannabis in the country.
Harvard professor of neurobiology Bruce Bean says we know incredibly little about the compounds called cannabinoids in cannabis.
Two of them have been studied in some detail, THC and CBD. Even for those, I have to say, our knowledge is very, very sparse in terms of, you know, how they actually have their effects on the brain. But for many of the other of the 100 cannabinoids or so, we really know nothing.
The National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine issued a report in 2017 saying this is a pivotal time for cannabis research, and the country badly needs evidence on both the benefits and the harms of cannabis use. The National Institutes of Health are supporting more than $140 million worth of research on cannabinoids. But support from private donors has been slower to roll in. Late last year, the website Inside Philanthropy reported on a gift of nearly $5 million to support cannabis research at UC San Diego under the headline, "Where Most Donors Fear to Tread." Donor Bob Broderick says he thinks that will change as legal marijuana gains popularity.
My thought is that this is the largest gift to support cannabis research, but it's not going to be the largest for long.
Among the research that his gift will support is work in mice at MIT's Picower Institute for Learning and Memory. In a darkened microscope room there, researcher Amanda Vernon scrutinizes a screen full of brightly colored blobs that represent a tiny piece of mouse brain.
We're very, very zoomed in. This is a hugely magnified image. So this red is one individual cell, one neuron.
That neuron is surrounded by tendrils of green, indicating connections with other brain cells, synapses. Vernon compares the cells of normal mice with mice that have been given antipsychotic drugs. The treated mice are showing better connections.
So these are just normal mice. These are neurons in red and then synaptic staining behind. And then after antipsychotic treatment, you can see there's a lot more green coming up there.
That green suggests that antipsychotic drugs may help patients with schizophrenia by bolstering connections in key brain circuits. The lab's leader, Professor Miriam Heyman, says maybe cannabis hurts those connections.
What if we see that the psychoactive components of marijuana are having the opposite effects of antipsychotic drugs?
That could help explain findings by other researchers linking marijuana use by young people to schizophrenia. And if cannabis does hurt these connections, Heyman asks, might it be possible to counteract or prevent that?
I mean, we're saying, wouldn't it be great to study this? And then this gift comes along and really is enabling to do everything we wanted to do.
With money he'll get from Broderick, MIT professor John Gabrielli will study the effects of cannabis in people with schizophrenia and autism. His collaborators have found that elements of cannabis may be able to improve cognitive function in people with schizophrenia, and the team will be looking for the best mix for optimal effects. Heavy cannabis use is widespread among people with schizophrenia, Gabrielli says, and it's not clear how it helps or harms them.
That's why we need the science, because right now it's happening without the science, and it's likely to happen all the more as marijuana becomes highly available illegally in many states.
Legal barriers have long hampered research on marijuana, but he says as legalization spreads, the need for better science on cannabis becomes even more pressing. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.